Thank you so much for inviting me here. It's a great honor for me to be here, talk about those issues. And I'm, like Mr. Chen, I'm also a geologist. So I would like to start with saying that, answering your question, this is of course something that varies over time, which I hear from my colleagues over here that they agree on, and also it depends on your perspective. But the overarching goal for us and the challenge for all of us is, of course, the climate situation. We need to save this in order for us and for our civilization to survive. And almost all of us signed the Global Goals and the Paris Agreement in order to solve the problem, but we go about it in different ways. But for all of us doing this, raw materials are necessary and in this context, a sort of a public good. So talking about perspectives, if you discuss this with the industry, the exploration and mining industries right now, you would get a list of around 5 issues that are the most challenging. It's access to capital, it's access to competence, access to low carbon energy and to research, development and innovation, and also to a free and sustainable market. When it comes to access to capital, it takes money to develop resources, and at the moment the access to capital is rather limited on the global market. And this is of course a curse for the raw materials industry over time, the cyclic variations of the economy. And at the moment we are in a low. Different countries are trying various instruments to take care of this challenge, which in turn can distort the market and challenge the opportunity for others. Access to competence. So since we are in a paradigm shift, which is very large, oil and gas, what we've used before is now we're using or want to use critical minerals and traditional cars instead of we want to use the electric vehicles instead of traditional cars and so on and so forth. And we have all the other value chains as well. So when we have such a huge shift and global shift, it's obvious, of course, we compete for all of us for the same competence. And competence is something that takes a really long time to develop. It's nothing that you can just buy. You have to have the kids in school and then they need to go to university and so on and so forth. So, of course, when we have this quick transition, this results in a gap. When it comes to access to low carbon energy, so it's also kind of a catch-22. If you open a new mine but use the old-fashioned energy supplies that you need for your operations, it's questionable if you will end up on the plus side when it comes to net zero in the end, because it will release as much carbon dioxide as you want to sort of say with your new technologies. So you need to run your industry operations on clean energy and add a little bit of carbon capture and storage in the mix in order to make a contribution. And further on, we really need access to research and innovation. And this is, of course, obvious. You heard my colleague over here talking about China's huge investments in research and innovation. And of course, it's needed to develop and improve everything from extraction techniques and exploration techniques to technologies for low carbon energy technologies and everything in between. At the moment, one of the areas that are most lacking, someone else mentioned here that primary resources are actually a limited resource. But the good thing about minerals is that they are recyclable. But what we are lacking today is the technologies for recycling for a number of those critical raw materials. And I just want to remind you, or you already know this, but there is no conflict between mining and recycling when when the needs are so, and the demand is so high and increasing. So all efforts are necessary. And finally, a free, fair and sustainable trade. I think listening to all my colleagues, and I've been working with this for many, many years, I think this is the only way to go about this if we want to achieve the global goals. I usually say that raw material supply is a global teamwork. It's not perfect, it's a bit tarnished and skewed, but it's still a teamwork. No one country is totally independent and shouldn't have to be and couldn't be. So free trade is one of the best tools for resources to be fairly distributed between countries and a fair chance for producing countries to break the mineral curse, if you like. So with the transparency and a level playing field, this industry can generate a win-win-win situation. Production made in a sustainable way is a win for local communities and the producing country. It's a win for the industries using the raw materials for producing the technologies that we so desperately need. And it's a win for all of us getting those technologies to an affordable price and where internal costs like for environment and social concerns are integrated. So we should remember that those costs should be sort of included in the price when we are doing this business. That's the main challenges, I think, today for us to actually get access across the globe, because we must remember this is a global teamwork fixing the climate challenges. So I'll stop there.